4IOX.
QJKT Mobile.
Drift, KD4IOX. Got a brisk this morning. That cool 22 degrees or left the house.
Well, I had about the same at my house when I left this morning. I had to make sure I got some wood, throw it in the furnace, and stoked it up before I left to keep the dogs warm today. So hopefully I got about 6 hours to burn on that, get up through till sun comes out and keep the house warm.
The big thing, we pulled our fireplace last winter. Switched over to a pellet stove. Liking it so far.
Also had a standard heat pump system, but also had a wood burning furnace piped into the central air distribution system. So I can load that thing up with it's either for wood or for coal. I suppose it would do pellets, but it doesn't have anything to really hold it in place. But you can load it with whatever, and if I pack it with the wood that I've got, it'll run about 6 hours producing meaningful heat. And then after that, it gets down low enough that the mason's mess kick in once in a while. But it's a pretty good setup.
The fireplace. Not sure I want to get rid of it yet. That fireplace we had, it was Carolina stoves. And I think it run you out of the house. We'd have to open the doors, open some windows sometimes. It gets so hot in there. You get it burning so that locust firewood, man, it burn you out of there. But nice cool morning, though, that's for sure. Winter time is definitely here. I'm waiting on the snow next. I think they're calling about the possibility coming up in another week.
KN4 TFW.
Morning.
Morning, everybody. Yeah, it's going pretty well. A little cool, but it's doing good.
Degrees up here at exit 87.
It's in grayer right now.
30 at the bottom of the hill.
Today. At least you ain't going to Asheville. I see 26 is close.
Six with Hendersonville and upper road 64, highway 64. Then we brought smooth sailing coming in, and there was traffic coming eastbound. So I don't know, but yeah, they called me in yesterday. Says, you mind working tomorrow? Sure.
Couple did in the beginning.
There was a small plane that had to try to land on 26 last night, and it ended up crashing. So they said the 26th West was going to be closed for like 6 hours or 8 hours this morning for them to remove the wreckage and repair the power lines that it hit on its way down.
Exit opened about 11.
Did they say anything about it was a local plane or anything?
Yeah, I mean, it was a small, it looked like a single engine.
Crap. There is a strong police presence out here in front of the Mann and Hummel building on 85. There's a hazmat truck broken down in the right lane. They've got like three cop cars trying to keep making sure people don't hit it because it's got the hazmat placards on it.
One yesterday right there by the big rebel flag there on 85. It was in the northbound lane, but it was a tractor trailer that was facing southbound. And then there was a police car there with it, but I could never figure it out.
Behind me with his high beams on.
And I also can't stand these aftermarket LED headlights that everybody's buying on Amazon that look like high beams.
Get auto dim in high beams and that. I turn that thing off. That just drives me crazy.
Boy's car, it's crazy. Yeah, I love those people who go get the bar lights that are, labeled off-road only. Put them on there and go drive down the highway, which, by the way, North Carolina has already outlawed them. You can't have them on a vehicle.
Irritating, and I have no problem, flashing back. But, hopefully they start enforcing that, because that's just super irritating, and those things are really blinding.
I've seen tractor trailers running them things. Prio-X. I was going to say, I hope that's not somebody I know in that airplane. land on the interstate there.
All friends were accounted for last night, so I think I don't know anybody who would have been in it.
You'd be a little upset at me.
What?
Rivian pickup truck that I'm traveling with, and I'm not impressed.
Other things either.
Good morning, gentlemen. KF4UF.
24KFW.
42JKT.
Gentlemen, this is my little 711A. See what y'all think of this little radio.
Today? That was me. Said you can't go wrong in the 7-Eleven.
But it sounds pretty good, but you're a little bit early this morning.
I'm on my base station.
Six.
Rig, man, I like this little base station. Great for 2 meters.
Well, today, oh, that thing sounds trashy, terrible.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm off every day, but yeah, I don't have to work today.
Hi, hi.
Right now, I don't know if it'll make any difference if I put this NC60 on it and see what it does.
We're going to be here a minute.
Roger that.
Give the EF, folks. KN4TFW.
B2JKT.
How's everybody doing this morning?
On out over here.
Gossett Road, that's how cold it is.
Off. Six, and I haven't made it to 176 yet on I-26. That's all six.
What are they, Andrew?
Those rates go up now.
Not colloquialism.
Decorated up in Christmas stuff, if I remember correctly. It was left over. Any big plans for this weekend? In-laws coming down, but they're going down to Powdersville, so we may buzz over there for a few minutes.
That's either.
Pretty mean, so don't know if we're going to get the wall knocked out for our new windows yet.
They go back to the old body.
Turn off another rig. C60 here. Does it make any difference, yes or no? I'll just leave this one on here.
Yeah, it's much clearer.
The other one was terrible. KF4NXY, David. Good morning, fellas.
Take coffee. KN4TFW. 4CF.
I need to go get me a fresh cup.
4KJKT. I don't even get off at Woodruff Road. I get off at 385 South, and I take that first exit for Woodruff Road so I can come at it from the other end because, you know, getting off at Woodruff Road and then turning left into that shopping center is impossible.
Here, you just got to know what exit to get off depending on where you want to be on Woodruff Road, right? If I'm going over there to from where I'm at, I usually go down that Verde and take the little side road.
You just go to 385 North, take it to Roper Mountain.
Scramble all together.
Route 84 Highway.
What's the show, Reacher? I believe for season 2. After bedtime? Came on after my bedtime. It premiered because you get three episodes, I believe, when it first comes out. They're going to split it up this year. But I think it's later today for to watch it. I want to say it's 7. I don't know. I'll look and find out and text you when I get to work.
Thing behind that picture I sent you?
I don't think I did.
In history.
Yeah, it must have been too smart for me.
What are things like that called? I know they're not memes, so what are they?
I don't know what you call a little cartoon that has a meaning. I don't know.
Cartoon, it doesn't have any words. It's Rudolph sitting at his school desk and he's looking at his report card for the second semester, and in history he went from an A to a D, and so, you know, the meaning was he went down in history. So what would the little things like that be called, so you could look up others?
Explain it. I get it.
Drawing a blank on that one.
Now that you explained it, Ken, I get it now.
6 cars in a row here doing 30. What's the problem with that?
Well, fuel, because the price ain't coming down fast enough.
Finally under $4 up in Shelby.
We got me a fuel card now, and diesel's $3.08. It's a TDS app. So looking in Greenville, it's only at the TA and the Loves. So that's kind of spread out few and far between, I guess.
Me or something like that up in Shelby on my way out this morning.
Pardon. Put it in my truck. It's just for my truck. I'll use it, the diesel.
Is it?
Fuel card, but look at openroads.com. Openroads.com. That's their fuel card.
But, you know, I only put diesel in my truck maybe twice a year, so I don't know. I don't know if I buy enough to really. I guess it'll save me something, but yeah, I don't buy much diesel anymore.
50 cents a gallon is a pretty good savings.
Sucks if my tank is empty.
Catch off at a TA.
Money, I'll drive over to the TA.
It's expensive. I just drove by. It's still $3.89. It never wants to come down.
Knocking 80 cents off per gallon. Now, markup is like 10% per gallon. So I guess that's what? 3 cents? I don't know. What did somebody do the math? Eric, where you at?
If their cost is $3, then their 10% would make it $3.30.
Even that you can put in your pocket. I couldn't believe it. Drafts out of your account, so you don't have to worry about it. It's just like a charge card. It's a fleet card. Personal use. KT4 Alex.
KT, where are you, Andrew?
I'm getting ready to get off on my exit at 101.
In front of that big roofing place.
Yellow building.
I got about a mile here to decide if I'm going to do Chick-fil-A or not.
Closer to 6 o'clock now.
Super hungry.
Make sure you taste the tea before you pull off.
Pull down and come to the Bojangles.
I'm pulled over for a second.
We passed some on the highway and the man, he jumped up and whipped out behind me, but he went around me and got my wife.
He went around me and got somebody else.
We'll let a liver down, Ken.
That red Trans Am, we were coming through Greenville, and she was behind me, and I was in the left lane. I got over to the right lane, so she decided to pass me right about the time he was there, and he couldn't stand it. I told her she'd get a ticket first and that thing.
The other day, I said, you don't slow down and you get a ticket, we're going to split the insurance and you're going to pay your half.
and the ticket half.
Over those days, there ain't no sense. Matter of fact, I mean, I'm doing 63 here out on the interstate.
It was the bottom of this car, and it's so smooth running. She's just driving.
Trans Am was, you know, it had the 350 with the Ram Air and the 6-speed. I mean, you could be going a lot faster than you want to do in a skinny minute.
Them Beamers like that, too. Charger brand new, and that thing would run, too. But I got it, they sent me out of prisoner transport, so I took it up on Highway 74 and opened it up. And I ran out of straightaway. They say they do 174, 175. I got like 150. I said, that's fast enough for me. I'm done.
My hole, you'd be done.
That's metal.
Fastest I've ever gone is about 185 on a track. And that was, even on a track that's, you know, well controlled, it was scary.
Pulling in the parking lot, so I'm going to say 3. Y'all have a good one, be safe, and hopefully we'll holler at you Monday morning. KO4CF, and I'll be clear when you find it.
Good day, W2JKT.
73, Andrew, KN4GFW.
Andrew, KO4MUF.
Have a great day. It's a sunny day, it's going to be. And fellas, I'm out at the office, so I'm going to go inside with you also. Y'all have a great day, be safe, good talking to you, on a wonderful Friday. 84 IOX.
Great day, WTJKT.
And XY.
73, Leon, have a good one. KN4 GFW.
Leon, KF4MUF.
Good day of work for the year, and I'll tell you, it's not going to be over fast enough.
A bit to leave. Now, what, we won't hear you till what, the second or third?
I'm actually going to be working at home the first full week of January, because the kids don't go back to school until January 4th. And I guess I might go in on Friday the 5th. So that might be when you hear from me, if I don't get on Echo Link between now and then.
Well, you guys definitely be safe, and then have a wonderful holiday and Christmas and that, and New Year's, and just be safe.
You do the same. I mean, it's a fun time of year for sure, but I'm definitely not going to be commuting in, and I might just have to jump on the radio in the morning if I'm up, and I tend to get up early even if I'm on vacation, so I might hop on the radio once or twice during that time, or at least get on Echo Link if I can't reach it. One thing I want to do over the break is try to get an antenna, a beam, aimed at the 610 machine and see if I can get it from my house. I know I can open the squelch from my house and I can hear it just barely, but it's just not quite good enough. I probably need another 6 dB or so. So hopefully I can get that worked out.
The beam, you can probably make it, I would think. And next week will be my last week, and then I'll be back on the second.
Small beam that you can have if you want to come get it.
On that, what do you have?
A crush craft. It's the vertical horizontal one, and it's needs cleaned up. And but when I took it down, it was working great. And I just used the vertical side of it. I didn't ever have to use the flat side on that one.
I'd be definitely into giving it a shot. I'm just trying to think of when I could come get it from you.
Like I said, I'll be around today if you're working today. But I only work like 3 days next week, maybe four, and then I'll be off until after Christmas. So anytime you want to come and get it, just let me know, and I'll lay it out, and you can come. You can have it if you want to come and get it. Give it a shot.
Where are you located?
I don't know if that's too far or not. 178, off of 178, just outside of Liberty.
That's today.
Right now.
Something to write with, let me give you my number. Let me see what my schedule at the office is when I get there. I might be able to meet you for lunch somewhere if you're feeling like coming out.
I'll have. Give me your number.
484-467-0713. Again, it's 484-467-0713. Just shoot me a text or something so I have your number, and you know, when I get to the office and check out my calendar, I'll shoot you a text and maybe we can meet up sometime. It's you know, around lunchtime today or something.
I will do that. 484-467-0713. Back here in just a moment. Yes, sir. I might as well let somebody use it. It's just sitting there. I've got one up on this rig here for running. I stay keep one on single sideband, and then I keep the other the vertical side of it up on 520, and then I use a vertical for this one to talk on this repeater.
Before I get too deep into this, how long is the boom on it? Because I'm in my EV today, and I don't know if it'll fit.
See, but I think it's more around probably 6 or 8 foot.
Well, I think I can get 6 in here. I don't know if I get 8 in here.
I'll send you a text, and then after daylight, I'll go out there and put a tape on it and see what it is.
And I come back down with my truck or something sometime next week.
Absolutely fine.
For, who else is still in here? WTJKT.
KM4TFW. I'm fixing to go into a bad spot for about 30 seconds, but then I'll be back.
Yeah, I have been trying to be able to hit the 610 machine ever since I moved to Shelby, and there are some days where I can kind of open the squelch, and then sometimes I can get the repeater, like, on 18, about halfway around the state line. But it's really hit or miss, and, you know, from the house, you know, it's just really hard. So I've got, right now, I've got a Diamond X50 up on my roof on a short piece of mast, and I live at a pretty good elevation. And like I said, I can open the squelch on 610, and the 610 machine can open the squelch on my radio, but I don't get any usable audio. So I'm not far from being able to get in, but I just need a little bit more help.
But good. When I was using it, when I come out of Florida, when I was using it down south, I was talking Synplex to some other boys that was about 40 miles away with it, so it should do you fine for what you want.
About, I think it was something like 85 miles line of sight from the 610 antenna, and that should be fine with enough gain on both sides. So I guess we'll see if it works out for me.
Sent you a text.
I see it coming on my watch here, so yeah, we'll figure it out this morning.
To the gate, so I'm gonna say 7-3 to both of you guys. You guys have an awesome day and an awesome Christmas. If I don't see you guys again, and catch you down the log, KN4TFW.
Very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and stay safe and have fun over the holidays. I hope you guys have a good one there. We'll talk to you again, maybe during, but definitely after the break. This is W2JKT.
And Chris, Ken, and Bob, talk to you. Have a great Christmas. KF4MUF.
Double with somebody. Y'all have a Merry Christmas. KF4NXY.
I doubled with you. Y'all have a great Christmas, Ken. Enjoy yourself. KO4MUF.
Land over the holidays.
Not going to hang around the house. Just me and the wife. We don't have any children, and everybody else has passed away. So we just me and her, and then come February, we're going to get together with her brothers and sisters and do a little Christmas thing. We always all get together and kind of head down toward Hilton Head. One of the sisters has a timeshare deal and she gets a week down there, and we all get together down there for a while. But it's just going to be kind of a real kind of quiet little Christmas here at home. KF4NXY.
I'm just going to hang out around the house, and, you know, I got some kinfolk going to come in there right after Christmas and spend New Year's with us, but otherwise, if you're going to be around here, just tinkering on stuff, messing with things that I enjoy doing.
It's, you know, not a whole lot of fun get out there and fight the traffic and the crowds.
Right.
crash on the interstate last night, so my news this morning.
It's going to be closed on the westbound side for several hours this morning.
I was saying that somebody had done a video on it, you know, with I guess with their cell phone and sent it into the news station. Tell them about the condition of the people on the plane, if, you know, if they made it through it or not.
The report I heard on the news this morning was that they were both in the hospital, but going to be okay.
Good to know, because, you know, that was a, you know, there looked like, you know, pretty bad wreckage and then fire going, so, if they're going to be all right, just good.
Today and getting home, because being the last day of the work for the year, I haven't had, you know, a solid block of time off from work in a long time.
Get some rest and relaxation. I had back surgery about a month ago, and I've been recuperating from that. It's been getting a little better every day, so I got a little antenna project out there. I don't know if any of y'all have seen this gadget. It's some kind of octagon looking thing, and it's, you know, it's made in a circle, and it's got places to put ham sticks all the way around the circle, and it's got a little piece that you, you know, you put that on top of a mast, and it's got a weight, you know, it's got a place where you can hook your coax to it. And I've been, you know, working on putting it in a tripod, just kind of standing it up in the yard and checking it out to, you know, kind of have something to maybe take and use on field day.
I like that. I think somebody in this group even was talking about it this week or last week.
Don't order it directly from MFJ, but it turned out they didn't have it, so they gave me a refund. And I don't know if I got it from Gigaparts or Ham Radio, but anyway, I finally managed to get one. And, you know, other than, you know, kind of a balancing act with the tripod, it might do okay.
I have a buddy pole that I use for field day, but it sounds like what you're talking about might actually be multi-band if you can put multiple ham sticks on it. So that'd be fun. That'd be a little bit easier to deal with for sure.
It's kind of the thought behind it is, you know, you put like a, you know, 80 meter ham stick, you know, on both sides, you know, at where it's. You know, you're kind of connecting into the middle of the 280 meter ham sticks, and you know, and then you know, you got something that you can kind of throw up real quick for field day or I've been thinking about trying to do some of that parks on the air stuff. I've been hearing a lot of people on HF doing that. It kind of sounds like a fun thing to do, and might teach me how to set up in under emergency conditions pretty good. I mean, you know, because you, like, you know, you go out, you know, like to a park or up on top of a mountain and see what you can put together and talk on it.
And in our club up here in Shelby that love to go out on weekends and do just that, you know, they bring, you know, emergency power, like batteries or whatever, and, you know, small radio and antenna set up and see what they can do. It's a lot of fun. I mean, I do enjoy field day quite a bit. And if I had time, I'd probably go with these guys once in a while. But, you know, sadly, I just don't have the time.
Yeah, I'm retired, so I got some time to do stuff. And it's, you know, it's makes life a lot easier when you're still having to, you know, work at least, you know, 40, 50 hours a week. It's hard to find. find time to do the ham radio stuff.
I'm definitely, 40 to 50 would be a good thing. It'd be an improvement for sure. Sometimes it's more, so, it's hard to find time for really anything between, the kids and the dogs and the houses and all this other stuff. You know, there's always something to do that takes you away from it.
What kind of work do you do?
Manager at TTI in Anderson, power tool company. So, I run a small group of engineers that does motor controllers.
Yeah. That's a little above my pay grade. Never did have the math aptitude or the mechanical aptitude, either one. What's funny, kind of ironic, is my wife's real good with that kind of stuff. She kind of was in sort of an engineering group with Lockheed Martin, and she enjoyed that before she retired.
Yeah, fun. The people management aspect is sometimes a challenge, but the project management is a lot of fun, and we do some cool stuff. So, plus, that one of the benefits of working there is I get a lot of free power tools. So that's always a good benefit as well.
Her good friend was the manager, and they got along good, and it worked out good for quite a few years. But anyway, I sound like you might be getting a little bit scratchy into the machine, and you're probably getting near your destination by now. Have a good morning, and I'll talk to you, with it being Friday, like you said, it might be a little while before you be back on here, but you have a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and try and, rest and relax on your time off.
Talking to you this morning, and I'm getting a little further south here, so I'm starting to lose the repeater, so I'll say 73 to both of you guys. Just have a great break, and enjoy your time together with your wife, and have a fun holiday. Talk to you guys after the break. This is W2JKT 732.
I'll let you go. I gotta go put a faucet in the sink this morning, so I'm gonna go get that done. But anyway, good chat with y'all. Y'all enjoy your evening and days. Merry Christmas if I don't talk to you, but I'm pretty sure I will. KF4MUF.